When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Mind Aware, 783.
Hey, 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 hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I'm Dana Wild, and I'm your host. And if you want to feel good, build your business, do it the Train Your Brain way, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. Today, I'm going to tell you a story, and it's going to sound like a very strange story because it's about a green beetle, and I'm not talking about the musical group. I'm talking about an actual green beetle. And I really hesitated to tell this story because I thought, you know, this is just kind of so crazy. But I feel like it's the best way to really let you into my brain and my life and talk about a few points that really relate to all the stuff that we're doing here. So here's what happened. About a week ago, I got up in the morning. I'm always first up in the household, so it's always quiet when I get up, and the cats usually want to go out, so we have a perfect fence. This is a specific kind of fence for cats, so I can let them out into this back area that has a deck. And so I opened the door, and I was letting them out, and we have this water dish that's out there for them, and I usually change it every morning, but this morning in particular, there were a couple of beetles in it, and so I dumped it outside and saw the beetles, you know, fall out, and I brought the water in, and when I dish in rather, and when I came back with the filled water dish, I looked and I saw this green beetle hanging on to one of the dead beetles that had just gotten out of the water dish and start to drag it across the deck. And I thought, well, that's odd, isn't it? You know, why is this beetle dragging this other beetle? And we had a bunch of them at this time, you know, quite a few of them in this area. There's a particular kind of a tree that attracts this particular beetle, very bright green, but, you know, can change color. And it just continued to drag it and drag it and drag it. And it started to move it toward this rough cedar bench that my man had built. And the rough cedar bench has these steps on it that he put in for the cat. And it started to drag this other little beetle up these steps one at a time. And I was just thinking of all the possible scenarios. And I'm like, this is the craziest thing ever. Like, what do they do? Do they have little funerals? You know, I just read this article about bison having funerals for their dead. And I thought, is it possible that these little beetles care about their dead and they drag them somewhere? Like, why would this happen? So I'm so curious, but I have these morning tasks that I do to take care of the cats and feed them and, you know, things around the kitchen that I'm doing. So in between, I keep checking in with this beetle. And I know, like, really, I hope I haven't just lost the whole audience now. They're like, that's it. We're never listening again. She's talking about beetles. But I was just thinking of all these scenarios and how fascinating this was. And then there was this other little beetle that came and started helping the first beetle navigate these steps because it was carrying such a heavy load. So this other beetle would like run ahead and then come back and almost like going, come on, dude, you can make it. So then as I'm doing this, this is really the inside picture of the thought process. I catch myself talking about the beetle like it's a male and then calling it dude and stuff. And I thought, well, it could be a female. There could be a whole different story here. Maybe this is a mother beetle that's taking her other little son or daughter beetle back to the the tribe, wherever that is, you know? So I'm thinking of all these possible stories. Maybe it's a love story. One beetle has just lost the love of its life and it's taking the other beetle. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, Dana Wild, you should be a screenwriter. You've got all these beetle stories in your mind. So as I'm going through this, and finally I took mercy on this beetle because it kept going up and up and up. So I got a little something to you know, pick it up and move it and its little friend that it was dragging out to a more flat area so it could go easier. And then I look around and I see, oh my gosh, this isn't the only one doing that. There are like two or three other beetles dragging dead beetles with them. So I really start to get curious and I'm doing all these searches on the internet, which of course turns up nothing that you need to know about it. So about this time, finally the morning goes on. And I do finally forget about the beetles. But when my man gets up, I tell him all this story. And so keep in mind, in my mind, I'm thinking there are so many learning points here. You know, the first learning point is think of how determined that little beetle is. That little beetle has done so much to bring that other beetle to its destination and was unwavering. No matter what happened, it was unwavering in its desire. And I thought, man, if we could all be that unwavering in our desire for whatever it is we're going after, no matter what went in this little beetle's way, it was just going to bring that body somewhere. And then the next thing I was thinking about as I was watching this is it had help. You know, it was really trying to navigate something challenging and it had that other little beetle help it out. And it was like it was no problem to ask for help and no problem to get help. And the person or the beetle in this case, you know, giving help is usually just as excited to do it. And so I was thinking of all these ways that this represented the journey. And then when my man got up, he really gave me the ultimate reason to talk about this on the show. And you'll see why in a second. So I'm telling him this whole enthusiastic beetle story, and I was so enthusiastic, I had taken video footage of it, and I had taken pictures, and I was telling him the story, and oh, it could be the mother who's lost the child, or, you know, the friend who's helping the other friend, and all of this stuff. And as he does, because this is his gift, is he's really good at seeing things from so many different perspectives, and helping me to see things from different perspectives, which is fun. Like that's what is always interesting to me is to be able to open my mind to all sorts of different things. So I'm telling him all these love stories and parenting stories and the story of the friend and the story of determination and all this. And he said, or maybe they're cannibals. And I could just, like, I burst out laughing because I thought, or maybe they're cannibals. And so, of course, I did research that. They aren't cannibals as far as I can tell. But here's the thing that made me laugh about it and the reason I decided to talk about it on the show. When he said that, it reminded me that all of us, each and every one of us, we are deciding the meaning of our lives story by story. We are deciding what everything means. So you get a cancellation and you get to decide, does this mean it's the end of my business or does this mean that I just opened a slot for something greater? Does this mean that I'm purging because I'm growing into a whole new kind of client and I'm getting bigger and better in my niche? So we get to decide the stories behind everything that we create in our businesses or in our lives. What story are you telling? What meaning are you giving to those things that happen? You have a day where you take a day off and you rest. Are you telling the story that that's building your business? You have a setback. Are you telling the story that's building your business? What if everything, all the stuff, the good, the bad, the neutral, all of it was moving you toward your greater good with the utmost determination, just like that little beetle? You know, you get to tell any old story. And so the beetle can be a friend who's the best friend in the world from one person's story, or it could be a cannibal from the other person's story. And your life is like that. You get to decide. is your business growing and thriving no matter what, no matter what happens? Or are you telling a different story? And I know because you're a brain trainer, you're telling that good story and you're giving it the good meaning. And I'll tell you something, when you think about it, like if you look at your life over the history of your life and you see how things have changed, that even things you didn't know could change, and how year after year, things do get incrementally better, even when you're not even trying, even when you don't even know better. The things that seem devastating, oh, I got laid off for a job, end up opening up possibilities, endless possibilities with new opportunities and new businesses and new connections and new adventures, right? You end up losing that person in your life that was significant and you think it's the end of the world. And then you find out, no, it sent you on a whole different trajectory. Well, that's what life is like. It's an adventure that you get to decide. It's a pick your own adventure. You get to decide the meaning of things. You get to tell the story. So I think that my story about the little green beetle is that I noticed that little green beetle, him or her or they, because I was supposed to tell this story and remind you and remind myself that we are the creators. We are the creators here of our own outcomes and of our own stories and of our own existence. So I hope you enjoyed that. And just like that beetle, you've got this.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.